him all day long.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Ink Spots. WFIL in Philadelphia, the National Broadcasting Company presents the Ink Spots. Orville, Deke, Billy, and Charlie, the home cooking boys from up Harlem way, with Bob Benson at the piano. A quarter hour of music, home cook style, the inimitable arrangements of the Ink Spots.
Fried chicken, candy ale,
home cooking
in the bay.
All right, here's a little ditty to step the tempo right off smartly. Well, you might say small wonder, but no wonder.
I feel like I do. Yeah.
No wonder I feel like I do. No wonder you're wonderful, you. You are the one that I've been thinking of. Oh, baby, oh, mama, it must be love. No wonder I'm talking out loud. No wonder my head's in the clouds. You are the one from heaven above. No wonder I'm in love.
Yeah.
No wonder I feel like I do. No wonder you're wonderful, you. You are the one from heaven above. Oh, baby, oh, mama, it must be love. No wonder I'm talking out loud. No wonder, babe, my head's in a cloud. You are the one that I'm thinking of. No wonder I'm in love. Dear boy.
All the places are yummy. Look at all these folks tonight.
Home cooking.
About the bitty, bitty boy. No wonder, Billy, Billy, Billy Joe. You are the one from heaven above. Oh, baby, I'm in love. No wonder I'm in love.
Ink Spots, broadcast from July 1939, and no wonder. It gets us started. On this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise, it's the Blues Heritage Showcase, and I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and we've got all sorts of great sounds to send in your direction. Why should this week be any different? We start with a set by Dinah Washington. Generally, when we listen to Dinah Washington, their studio recordings, this set is composed of four different sides, and they were all done before she was a single featured artist. She was the vocalist, featured vocalist, with Lionel Hampton and the big band. These are all broadcasts, as it turns out, from the year 1944. Here's Dinah.
Hello, Mr. Whitman.
Well, gosh, away my limpid glimmers if it isn't Dinah Washington. Welcome to Jubilee, Dinah.
I came here to sing a brand new ballad, Million Dollar Smile.
Million Dollar Smile.
Every time you smile, you dim the sunshine. You're a dream that words cannot define. My heart sang a song when you came along. You and your $1 million smile. With you in my arms, I lose my blue mood and forget about my solitude. You make my life seem like a silly dream. Thank you for your $1 million smile. If someone offered my weight in gold for you, you know darn well I'd turn it down. And as sure, dear, as one and one makes two, now can't you tell I'll be around? I don't have to tell you that I love you. Hit me like a bolt right from the blue. It was not the moon on a night in June. Yes, it was your $1 million smile.
I'm a slick chick on the mellow side. Let's go. Shall we say that really kills them?
I don't believe I caught the name.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm Dinah Washington.
Oh, Dinah Washington. For all you men everywhere, Dinah Washington is asking the big question of the hour. Is you a baby?
The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. You's is still my baby, baby. Steam's my flame and your heart's done gone out. A man is a creature that has always been strange. When you're sure of one, you'll find he's born and made a change. Is, or is you ain't my baby. Maybe baby's found somebody new. Then maybe baby's still my baby true.
Dinah Washington to season to taste. What's the dish? A patriotic specialty called A Slip of the Lip Can Sink a Ship.
Don't see
Dinah Washington, along with Lionel Hampton in the band. That was before she was an established star in her own right. We had Million Dollar Smile from October of 1944. Then A Slick Chick on the Mellow Side, September 1944. Back to October for 1944 in Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby. And the earliest one of the bunch from February 1944 to wrap it up, A Slip of the Lip Might Sink a Ship. Dinah Washington radio broadcast from 1944. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. You know, it reminded me while I was listening to those tunes that oftentimes if there were background vocals, it would be taken care of by the members in the orchestra who would lay their instruments down, and three or four or five or six or seven or eight of them would sing along. And I remember Buckley always used to call them whatever band it was. The members of the band that sang were the Glee Club. I heard the Glee Club there backing Dinah on those records. Up next, we've got Billy Eckstine. This isn't Billy Eckstine as the pop single from the late 40s and early 50s for MGM. It's not Billy Eckstine and his own bebop big band. It's early Billy Eckstine when he was the featured vocalist with Earl Hines in the orchestra, based here in Chicago. These are the years before the war.
This rock boy from here to Jamaica, all the way to the jail, yes, on to the jail. You jack of diamonds, you jack of diamonds, I know you of old. My pocket, you rob my pocket, you rob my pocket of silver and gold. Shylock, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring where my heart can go a journey over the shadows in the rain to a blossom-covered lane, and in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as the will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy, serenading the moon. Oh, Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you take me there?
Thank you.
to call you on the phone. Cause I feel so lonesome, and Daddy wants his baby home. It's a downright rotten, low down, dirty shame. It's a downright rotten, low down, dirty shame. The way you're treating poor me, I know I'm not to blame. Jelly, 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 jelly stays on my mind. Jelly, 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 jelly stays on my mind. Jelly roll killed my pappy, it run my mammy stone
Billy Eckstein is the featured vocalist with Earl Hines and the orchestra, and those are all in the early 1940s. We started out with Waterboy from August of 1941, then Skylark, March 1942, also from that same session. It's another classic, Stormy Monday Blues, now not to be confused with the T-Bone Walker Stormy Monday. This is a Billy Eckstein, Earl Hines Stormy Monday Blues, also March 1942, and one that was a big hit for them from December of 1940, Jelly Jelly. And I always forget it. God, it's always great to hear that steel guitar in there. Hurley Ramey played the steel guitar part in that, Earl Hines and the orchestra. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. You know, I was just looking at the calendar sitting in front of me, and I had forgotten all about this. You know, we did our first program, took place on June 8th, back in, I think, 1980. And that means this is the beginning. This is our first program in the new year. This will be, we'll be starting our 47th year, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So, who would have thunk it? I was just hoping the program would last 6 months. Seems like I've turned into an old man doing it, but like they say, you find something you love to do, you never work a day in my life. Of course, that's what some of my former employees have said as well. He never worked a day in his life. Hey, up next, we've got Ernestine Anderson.
Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Shoo-ba-doo-bop, 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 shoo-ba-doo-wow. Don't mean a thing, all you've got to do is swing. Shoo-ba-doo-bop, 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 shoo-ba-doo-wow. If you want your rhythm sweet or hot, gotta give that rhythm everything you've got. Cause it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Shoo-ba-doo-bop, 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 shoo-ba-doo-wow. Thank you. like that. Don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is swing. If you want your rhythm, sweet or hot, give that rhythm everything you got. Cause it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that. Don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is swing. If you want your rhythm, sweet or hot, you've got to give that rhythm everything you got. Cause it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Shoo-ba-doo-bop, shoo-ba-doo-wow, shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-wee-dee-dee-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-wee-dow, your curly hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest thing that one could see. And when I tell them, yes, I'm certainly going to tell them that you're the boy whose wife one day I'll be. They'll never believe me. They'll never believe me that from this great big world you've chosen me. That you're the boy whose wife one day I'll be. They'll never believe me. They'll never believe me that from this great big world you've chosen me. Oh, from this great big world you've chosen me.
There's Ernestine Anderson on the Mercury label. My Kind of Swing was the name of the package from the year 1960. And I knew there was a reason I really liked this record so much. Ernie Wilkins did all the arrangements, and there's a great band there, including Ernie Royal and Frank Rehak and Hank Jones. And I believe it was Grant Green. It was Kenny Burrell on guitar. But I've always liked this one a lot. First, we let off the set with It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Then a tune, Black Midnight. We heard The Land of Dreams. And finally, They Didn't Believe Me, Ernestine Anderson. I remember that I actually saw Ernestine Anderson perform at our station in Chicago, WDCB. They had a fundraising event, and she was the featured vocalist there. And I just got a shock. I don't know why, but she was so short that she sat in a regular folding chair waiting to go up, and her feet weren't even on the ground. It's like her feet were sort of dangling, and she had to hop down to go get up and go sing. Ernestine Anderson here on Blues Before Sunrise. Let's check out some Hep Harmony with the Charioteers.
Sure, my heart's in a cottage in old Donegal, nestling close to slow flowing stream, and that sweet memory is a poem to me, lingering on like a beautiful dream. Every night in that cottage in old Donegal, there's an angel praised while I roam. In my eye there's a tear as that voice I hold dear calls me back to my Donegal. Thank you. smile brings a picture of heaven to me. Sitting there in her quaint little shawl, oh, my heart's ever there by her own fireside chair in a cottage in the Donegal.
Thank you. comes back surely, and I know we all in this room. You knew the same thing too, but deep down inside, both our hearts began to tell us they would never be denied. Your heart and mine, they belong together.
Do they?
Just like April weather and sky.
Those beautiful skies.
Blue, they your heart and mine.
What did they tell us?
Told us that our meeting.
By what?
By their very meeting. How well they knew.
You say how well they knew.
And those oceans divide us.
A thousand.
Oh, a thousand centuries too.
Uh-huh.
Now if you should need me,
what will happen?
My heart would need me to you.
Sing it.
The only stars in the sky.
The same sky.
May have seen some true hearts, but they won't find you hard.
Like what?
Like your heart and mine.
Now swing it.
Hey, your heart and mine is the answer. They belong together, just like Gabriel's the words I'm today.
Take it. Mug it up.
September 1936, it was the Nicholas Brothers, not doing much dancing, but singing there, Your Heart and Mine, featuring the younger brother Harold doing most of the vocals. Again, recorded in London, 1936. We started with the Charioteers. I believe that was May of 1949, and A Cottage in Old Donegal. Then Derek Sampson, an extended boogie piece, Boogie in C, from May of 1943. That led us around to the Nicholas Brothers, Your Heart and Mine. It's off a package called Harlem Comes to London. A lot of the performers that were popular in Harlem doing recordings overseas. Again, it's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. That's our number one, always the devoted to the sounds of Bronzeville. We're going to pause and identify the station, and then we'll be back with hour number two. I've got Milt Buckner here, and I will do at least one and maybe two. Let's see, what did we decide to do? I think we did Idle Gossip and When Sunny Gets Blue, and both of those are from September 1956. Let's find out.